Welcome. You're now listening to the Bookworm Trio and our analysis on the book Into the Wild by John Krakauer. I'm Mariana Tavares and I'm here with my co-host,
Mia Perdomo,
Charlie Sotero.
So sit back and relax because now you're listening to podcasts on the pathos throughout this book. I feel like it's mostly like not only through the author's writing, but through the family members of Chris and the relationships he made, but there was this one specific friend that he made throughout called Robert Franz. I don't know if you guys remember him.
Yeah,
but he was like super connected with him, and he was just like a lonely old man, but once he met Chris he felt like super comforted, and it got to a point that he felt so close to him that he offered to adopt him, but Chris was still set on the mindset of going to Alaska. So just while Chris was on his journey, Franz would just talk about Chris to his friends, and as they all knew him as Alex, he would always be mentioning Alex this, Alex that, and it was always good commentary. But as soon as one of his friends told him, like, oh yeah, like, I know that guy, he had passed, he went back to the store and then started going back to his drinking ways. Like, he bought, like, a bottle of whiskey, and the author portrays this by giving an interview of Franz. And in this, he mentions how words such as that he hoped it would kill him or make him really sick, to show how he was, like, really affected and upset by this passing of him. And not only was he emotional, but, like, everybody that he met, from the rubber tramps to his friends that he worked with, like, they were all, like, connected and really emotional towards Chris, but Chris was still willing to just go alone.
Yeah, I think that it not only affected the people that he had met throughout the journey, but also his family members that he had left behind. For instance, John Krakauer in chapter 12 mentions how his mother, Billy, never left home without leaving a note on the door in case Chris would come home. And additionally, that every time she would be driving around and she would see a hitchhiker, she would assume that it would be Chris and that she would get very emotional. And that at one point, she had a dream in which where Chris had was begging for his mother's help, and that it says that she woke up with tears rolling down her cheeks. And it not only affected his mother, but it also affected Chris's sister, Corrine. She says that when her husband told her that Chris had died, that she began to scream and that her eyes had blurred. So it really shows how Chris McCandless had like a strong effect on his whole family members. And yeah,
I remember about his sister, how it would mention in the book how when she would drive home, she would always cry. Like, yeah, things got better, but she still, like, couldn't get over it. And this is, like, I feel like it's really portrayed, like, good by the author, by his word choice and all of that. But his father, like, also changed aside from his sister and his mom. Like, his habits changed, his daily routines, like, even his attitude was, like, really altered. Not only when he found out that he was dead, but while he was missing, they were just, like, all really negatively emotionally charged.
Yeah, not only is an emotionally charged vocabulary given by the author as he writes Into the Wild, but Chris McCandless himself also becomes more demonstrative in terms of his emotions and less reckless as the book progresses, and we get an insight on his character. At first, his notes and messages were vague and straight to the point, but as he saw a situation transforming into a life-threatening one, he became more expressive with his words. For example, chapter 18, one of the notes provided by Krakauer was explaining happiness is only real when shared. He later uses words such as escape loneliness, wordlessness, speechless, to show how he was truly feeling as he approached the brink of death. This demonstrates how he was losing optimism and assurance in himself. Lastly, when he was actually dying towards the end of chapter 18, he gives a brief goodbye to show the world he has accepted his fate.
Oh yeah, and he was really religious. He was thanking the Lord, and he was saying how, like, God bless all. So yeah, I think, like, there was just pathos throughout, like, the entire book. And that's all for today. Thank you for listening. This is sponsored by the AP English Language class by Miss Million. We hope to see you guys soon. And thank you for listening. And this is the Bookworm saying goodbye.